And now welcome on to the call, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Rob.
Afternoon, everybody.
Congratulations to you and your team, a 14-13 overtime win at Bucknell as you went back and looked at the film. Just give me your impressions on the game.
No, there's a lot. A ton of good, a ton of bad. You know, I've been doing this since I was about 5 years old. Like, there's not a summer camp I haven't been in since I was five, whether it was my dad's teams or teams I played on. And he said a long time ago when I was much younger that every team, whether it is Pop Warner or an NFL team and everyone in between from week one to week two, has a lot of work to do, whether you played well or not. It's the first time you play somebody else, and all the things that are hidden come to light when you come play somebody else. And all the work has to be done from week one to week two. The bigger point is make sure you do that when you're 1-0 and not 0-1. So I'll take it. You know, we hit a third of the rosters, first time either playing in a football game in college or playing on this team. So a third of these guys is the first time they're ever playing together in a football game. And some of that was great and some of it was not. Some of it was sloppy. When you have 27 first downs on offense and you're over 50% on third down, that game should be completely out of hand and out of reach. But critical penalties on a fourth and one when you're driving to score in the red zone. Brutal. I liked what we did on defense about 90% of the time. I thought we ran the football really hard. We didn't sack the quarterback, but put pressure on him, gave up two big plays, and I'd probably feel awesome about our defense if we did not give up those two big plays. And so, you know, there's work to be done. It's week one to week two. Pleased we got the win. Not happy about the sloppiness. Amazingly grateful that we got to play in an overtime game. Because you can simulate it as much as you want, but the real thing is the real thing. And that's where the experience comes from. And I was excited to see the attitude, effort of the sidelines and the guys on the field. Complete confidence, and they were in shape. I felt like they were getting strong. The kid missed the extra point to lose the game, and I feel horrible for the kid, but our guys didn't care. We were going to go play another round of overtime, and we were good to go. We were healthy. We were strong. We were in shape. Some good, some bad. Just make sure we get a win.
Yeah, you talked about this. I mean, the camp was the most unique one you'd ever had. And as much as you simulate game situations in practice, it can't be the same as the real thing. So how did you feel like everybody meshed together? And then how much better do you feel like this group can get from week one to week two? They played a game together.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing. I'm talking to the coach from Bucknell, and you know, he might have three or five guys that are playing for their first time. You know, meanwhile, I got a third of the dudes I brought are playing for the first time. So the attitude and effort of these kids was, you'd have thought they were best friends who had been playing football forever and couldn't backing each other up, backups helping the starters, starters helping the backups when they go in. I mean, I love the team. I love the kids. Like, they're fun to coach and they're fun to be around. And you really find out the attitude and character of your team when it's up against it. And here it goes. All right, we're going to go to overtime. And they're like, yeah, let's go to overtime. That sounds like fun. Let's play some more football. And we always talk about when you're good, we talk about playing football and just keep playing. You don't care about the scoreboard. Just keep playing as hard as you can play. And you play football until they tell you you can't play anymore. And we had the opportunity to play a little more football. And that was fun.
Offensively, we talked about the spirited quarterback battle that you had. Scott Smith gets a start. Then you switch to Tyrell Pigram. And boy, his athleticism certainly evident. Throws for 195 yards, runs for 31 more. As you go back and watch the film of him, what did you like about what he did?
Oh, I think he's every step, every snap he takes here, he's getting more comfortable with the offense. And there's no substitution for that kind of experience. He's getting stronger as a player every time he goes. And that's just going to make us better. As much as we didn't do, I definitely can see the light of what can be done. And more importantly, they can too. Like, you know, here you are, you're 1-0. And why do you play the game? You play the game to win. And yesterday, these kids are walking around like humble pie. Like, yeah, we can be good, but not like that. And he knows it too. Like, as good as he can be, he wasn't as good as he could be. Not at all. And we're talking about Tyler's listed as a starter. He's out. Jabari's listed as a starter. He's out. Diego's the kick returner and the starting tailback. He's out. His backup's out for the week. You know, Devin Matthews, a third-string running back. The fourth-string running back was out. And we played with the fifth and sixth. the game started and the headphones went out on kickoff. And whether you, with all those different crazy scenarios that happened all within the last week up until game day, nobody flinched. Not a bit. Next guy up, next thing up, not a problem.
You touched on Devin. Certainly a good night. 26 carries, 112 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. He's a load and ran awful hard. How did you think he played as you went back and looked at the tape?
Really well. And to be honest, like, he's been growing through camp. He got passed. He got beat. But he kept working. And we've had this conversation as an offense, as special teams and as defense, but as a team in general, it's not about being the starter. It's about working to be the best you can be, preparing to be a starter at all times, because you never know when your number is going to get called. And here you are right before game one, and the third string tailback is now the starting tailback. And because he worked his butt off, not complaining about what he didn't get, worked his butt off, put himself in a position to be ready. And when his number was called, he answered the bell. I'd say this is a great teaching lesson for all my kids. But to be honest, if anybody's listening, it's a great teaching lesson for all your kids. If they need to learn, the third string tailback started a Division I football game and ran for 100 plus yards and helped them win. I'd say the culture of that's pretty strong.
The other side of the ball defensively, your team pitches a shutout for three quarters, as you talked about, other than the big plays, would have been really good. A lot of new names and new faces on that side. Who impressed you?
Oh, gosh. That's a long list because we just kept playing everybody. I mean, who didn't play on defense? And well, they played 60-some plays, and we were fresh-legging them. It was nice. I thought we ran to the ball well. I thought we played very well up front, especially against the run. If we had kept the shutout, obviously that'd have been a lot sexier. To be honest, anybody that watched the game, Vinny Schaefer dropped as a nose, was in the right place at the right time, almost tipped the ball three times, almost caught it, and it was an ESPN moment waiting to happen that didn't. So now it's a blooper reel at our house, and it's awesome. But he played a great game. Vinny Schaefer on defense as the upfront leader, and Cole Tripko on offense. Those two guys make this run. If they say jump, I say how high. That's how much respect those guys have.
Saturday, the Battle of Baltimore, Morgan State comes to your place. I know it's a big deal for you and your program. Just talk about the game and then the challenges that Morgan State will present for you.
Like I said, this is a game that I believe should have been played for years, should never be under no circumstances should it ever really be stop being played. And the goal should be, I can be dead by then, but the goal should be that these two teams play in the city of Baltimore, and the state of Maryland is so far behind it that our stadiums aren't big enough to hold them, and it has to be down in M&T. I truly believe that. I've seen the film of them from last week against Georgia Southern. They're a retooled, re-attitude team. It's pretty impressive. They gave Georgia Southern all they can handle for 3.5 quarters, and it was really, really impressive. Their entire back end is Division I, defense is Division I transfers. They've got some really strong, big people up front, and they threw the ball better than they have in the past, and they got a tailback that everybody in our league wishes they had. So it's gonna be a ball game, no doubt, and it's going to be exciting. Glad it's on television.
All right, Rob, thanks so much for your time today. Good luck on Saturday against Morgan State, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.